Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's my desire to have you on board with us today and our pleasure to have the dialogue and discussion with you. Keep in mind, Let's Face the Issues is a listener broadcast that's designed around you, our listener, so that you can jump in at any time with your questions, comments, your dialogue and discussion on any particular issue that we're covering. And as we cover issues, let me remind us that we do so from a central biblicist worldview. When I say central biblicist worldview, what does the Bible say? And so therefore, when we face issues that may be relative to the home, could be about the church, theological, doctrinal, biblical issues, could be in the realm of politics or what is called government. But when you look at the scripture and you study the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, you find, ladies and gentlemen, that God created the home, he created the government, and then he created the church, and in that order. So anything we discuss in that realm, those three categories, ladies and gentlemen, literally cover the issues found in the Word of God, the Scripture. So when we face the issues, we do so seeking truth. Our program is dedicated to seeking truth. When we face issues, we look at God's Word, and God's Word, for example, in John 8, 31 and 32, with the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, we should be seeking freedom morally, ethically, biblically, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, and actually. And the only way we can seek truth is through the Word of God. We find truth only in the Word of God. God's Word is truth from cover to cover. And then Jesus said in John 17, 17, "Thy Word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, let me say to you, you can call in this morning. The broadcast number is 401-1413, 904-401-1413. That's the number that you can reach us, dial us directly through to the radio station and right to our microphone so that we can have the dialogue and discussion together. Looking forward to having you jump in. The discussion today that I think should challenge every Christian, should challenge every Christian conservative, should challenge every moral, ethical American with where we stand and what we're doing in America today. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into my monologue and the extended dialogue and discussion on the subject today, we'll be talking about the war against biblical values. The war against biblical values. But before we get into the monologue and the discussion on that, let me first of all say, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we as listeners, as participants, as Christians today, if you're tuned into this broadcast, let me invite you to pray seriously for the families in Alabama and Georgia. They suffered 23 deaths this morning as of about 6:30. They said the number was 23. They're still searching for those that perhaps survived and others that did not for their remains. But pray for the families. It's bad enough for a devastating effect thing like this to take place, a tornado that struck. In fact, they say several touchdown in Georgia and in Alabama and up into the Carolinas. Florida, the northern part of Florida, is very fortunate that we dodged the bullet, as the old cliche goes. But pray for those families. Some lost it all. Some lost family members and friends and relatives by way of the deadly tornado that struck. So pray for those families that God would give them strength and encouragement, that God would provide for them, and there might be that comfort that only he can provide. It's our responsibility to pray for them, and I believe that God would honor our prayers today for those families across Alabama and Georgia. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing a societal meltdown. Now, I'm calling it that, But I believe that is exactly what we're seeing, and it's in full conformity with the prophetic text in the Word of God, where in 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Listen, despisers of those that are good. Two things I want us to pick up on that. Perilous times. The word perilous means dark, devastating, dangerous, difficult, destructive days. We're in those dark, dangerous, difficult, destructive days today, ladies and gentlemen. And it's in the day and hour when we find without natural affection, that goes back to what we're finding in what's called the LGBTQ movement, those that are having sexual dysphoria, those that are confused about their sexuality, those that will dress and act and transition from females to males and run in the races where it's only girls running and win the race because their masculinity allows them to do so, and yet they're allowed to do that in school after school after school across America. But without natural affection, we're talking about the sodomite movement there, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the devastating dark days that we're living in, but the focus is despisers of those that are good. Literally, it's speaking of God's people, the Christian, the moral ethical part of society today. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the moral ethical part of society makes up the majority of our people, but the majority of our people that are moral ethical, fundamentally foundational people in America, I believe we've been silenced by the bullying and the threats and the intimidation by some of these organizations that's designed to battle against biblical values. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching, we're witnessing today the socialist Democrats, those that are socialist slash communist Democrats. Yes, I use that C word, the communist, because socialism is simply communism light, L-I-T-E. We're watching the socialist Democrats today, the LGBTQ movement, the sodomite movement, Planned Parenthood, the murder by way of abortion movement, and the drug cartels in America spread their toxic demonic influence across our nation. They're having the common objective. There's one common objective, ladies and gentlemen. Listen very carefully. There is one common objective in these groups that seemingly are coalescing in these last days, drawing the net around society to strangulate, if you will, biblical values. It is a war against biblical values. Their common goal is to suppress and to ultimately destroy our biblical worldview in America. Now, if you don't believe that is so, if you don't believe that's taking place, then there's a problem with you emotionally, intellectually, and cognitively, because all you've got to do is watch what's happening in the nation and understand there's a movement today that's undercutting, undermining, destroying the very warp and the woof, the fabric of society, and the foundation on which our nation stands. And if you're not saved today, but you're a conservative, if you're not saved today and you are concerned, then I'm speaking to you, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the war against biblical values. And some of these things you think may not happen to America. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, says the UK, the United Kingdom, cops to the Christians. Quote, "Nobody wants to hear about Jesus." That was a statement made by the UK police officers on the street. The article says street preachers in the United Kingdom increasingly face censorship. Some have been branded as homophobic for reading Bible passages condemning same-sex relationships, and many, as in the last reported case, have been labeled Islamophobic for declaring that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a problem in our world today, and the problem is also in our nation, just as is found in Europe today with the Islamics and the Sodomites in their movement, destroying moral, ethical society in which we are living. I find it absolutely astronomical, off the charts, if you will, that somehow, some way, in those that are in the academic world, the academia, in the universities and colleges in America, as well as in our political circles today, that's seemingly either dumb, deaf, or both, and seeing what is taking place. The ultimate goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to destroy the biblical worldviews. Their goal is to silence and ultimately punish, now you heard me, to silence and or ultimately punish our moral, ethical, biblical voice and godly values in our culture and in our society today. Our public colleges and universities are brainwashing our kids. The question was asked on one of the main television anchor news outlets the other day. It said, well, why is it that the millennials seemingly are grasping and embracing and welcoming the idea of socialism? And one responded and sounded, I believe, like he'd been listening to my broadcast or had been on the right tune, on the right track already. He said it's because of the brainwashing in the colleges and universities. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, 97 to 98% of the college professors across the line with the universities and the colleges in America that are what you call the public universities and colleges, 97, 98% of them identify as absolute rank liberals in their thinking. And they look at it as their obligation, their responsibility, and their possibility, the probability that they're going to brainwash your sons and your daughters, our grandkids, that are seated before them. They have it as their agenda. There's clear evidence, ladies and gentlemen, the movement is to destroy the biblical values. We can easily see this in the recent attack. Listen carefully, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, you tuned into Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You're invited to dial 401-1413. Perhaps you disagree with me. That's wonderful. Want to hear how, when, and why. If you agree, I want to understand what you agree on. If you believe this is beneficial and helpful, it's going to challenge you and charge you with the responsibility of being salt and light, I want to hear from you. We want to know that you're listening and that it's beneficial and a blessing to you and a challenge in your life. If you don't believe that there's an attack on biblical values and the moral ethical values in a nation, it can be seen recently with the attack on Vice President Pence's wife. Mrs. Pence was viciously and verbally attacked by the socialist left and the fake news media. Never mind the fact that Karen Pence had taught in Christian school, that particular Christian school, for 12 years. At the same school, and it's the school, the Christian school, where biblical values are the norm. It's the school where traditional marriage is between one man and one woman. It's the same school that has the biblical values clearly declared in their statement of faith that marriage is between two sexes, a male and a female. And ladies and gentlemen, it declares in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that God created male and female, created he them. He didn't say, the Bible doesn't say that God created an indescribable number of those that identify as different sexual identities. The Word of God didn't say that God made a mistake and created a shem rather than a him. It is very clear that God created male and female. And so Vice President Pence's wife teaching in that school, all of a sudden now is an irate news media, a fake false news media, and the leftists, the moral degenerates in America that seemingly are in charge of the news media, they're arguing and jumping up and down and having fits as though Vice President Pence's wife, Karen Pence, has done something wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, God created male and female, not some transsexual or one of the dozens of so-called sexual identities that's permeating society today. But when you read the fake news or you watch the rabid leftist, you think that somehow anyone that believes the Bible is a Looney Tune, that somehow, some way, there's a problem with your mentality and your intellectual capability if you believe the Word of God. The Bible is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, yet the highly controversial discussion by the lost left Looney Tune media have you to believe that the less than 2% minority of society that's sexually confused, that's belaboring their sexual identity, that have sexual dysphoria, that somehow, some way, that God is wrong and that God's people are wrong, and that somehow, some way, that we as Christians ought to back up, backpedal, get in a closet, close the door, and throw away the key. Ladies and gentlemen, over 90% of the pastors never preach against or speak against or communicate about the sodomite movement in America. They are fearful. They are intimidated. They are bullied. somehow, some way, the pastors that do not have a biblical spine, a biblical backbone, somehow, some way, think that if they're silent, that it'd go away. God charges us with the responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, to be the watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead, warning on danger before us, warning of what is going to take place lest we listen to the Word of God and tune to the Word of God and turn from our wicked ways. Ladies and gentlemen, 90% never preach or speak, and I think that it's larger than that. That was the Barna report as to the numbers, but I believe it was far greater than 90% of the pastors never speak or preach against the sodomite movement in America. The LGBTQ and the Planned Parenthood ultimately has the aim to silence the churches and to force God's church to embrace the ungodliness in the church. And sadly, the church's mainline denominations are not only accepting sin, the sin of sodomy, into the churches, but embracing it in the pulpits and in the pews. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. It says New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signs a bill, Senate Bill 1569, forcing New Jersey middle school and high schoolers to begin teaching LGBTQ history by 2020 in the public schools. Middle schools and high schools in New Jersey will be required by law to teach about the historical contributions of people in the lesbian, the gay, bisexual, transgender community beginning in the 2021 school year. This article further says history based on sexual preference, gays and lesbians, and history based on the mental illness of people thinking that you can change a gender is no real history at all. If anything, it will be the revisionist history designed to make the abnormal and the ungodly seem acceptable. Coincidentally, it also makes a great place for a recruiting tool to gather impressionable young minds into the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle movement in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to recognize what's happening in our nation. Literally, we look at it as being the sodomite movement, it is, the LGBTQ as they're calling it, and it is. We look at it as being the abortion movement, and it is. But there's an underpinning, there's a common denominator, and that is the demonic attempt through Satan's demonic efforts to bring about full face-on war against your biblical values and my biblical values. If you don't believe that, just get into a circle of people where there is a communication and conversation. And you talk about moral, ethical values. You talk about biblical values. If you were to talk about conservative efforts and Christian efforts based on the Word of God, you're shunned and you're demeaned and you're mocked and you're ridiculed and you're dissed, as the world calls it, and made fun of because of that stand. Ladies and gentlemen, it is as a result of this bullying effort to undermine, and it's based on the war against biblical values, that we see denomination after denomination crumbling and caving like a house of cards. Here's an article that says the Presbyterian Church in America becomes the latest Christian denomination to accept transgender and same-sex unions. The article reads, the Presbyterian Church in America, PCA denomination, has been in hot water ever since one of their churches hosted the Revoice conference, a conference that celebrated homosexual relationships and sought to include those who identify as gay and lesbian Christians in the Christian church. Presbyterian Church in America is divided into two groups, the PCA and the U.S. PCA and the U.S. branches, USA branches. The Presbyterian Church USA has been 100% pro-LGBTQ for many years, and it goes on to talk about the train wreck that's ahead. Here's the bottom line. This article reads, the greatest attack on the church right now is the relentless pursuit by the LGBTQ to rewrite the Bible and to rework the gospel so that sin does not appear to be sin, but acceptable, and it's embraced. The LGBTQ does not want tolerance. They do not want acceptance. They want full reference to, and in reference to that intolerance that they have for me and for you. They do not want just simply acceptance. They want, after all, an absolute total embracing of their lifestyle, which will destroy the Word of God and the biblical values. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Drag Queen Hour for Kids in Putnam County, Putnam County, Tennessee. Story time isn't complete unless it comes with a good book, happy kids, and someone with a smile reading to them. However, Kids Story Hour planned for a Cookville Library has some pastors and parents upset. Quote, we do have concerns and believe it is bullying the innocent kids, innocent children, and their beliefs, and they're very impressionable, said Pastor Dale Walker, president of the Tennessee Pastors Network. He goes further to say, in fact, this is one that says here, where the people that are pushing this movement, the sodomites that are pushing the movement, the LGBTQ movement, says, I'm saddened that people are using religion to push their bigotry, and it makes me very sad that we can't be loving and affirming and celebrate each person's inherent worth and dignity, according to this female that's pushing it. There's just an this is just another indication, ladies and gentlemen, of the open attack, the war against biblical values in our nation today. I'm saddened to see any state board of education, any county board of education, anyone that's in authority over kids that's supposed to be protecting our sons and our daughters and our grandkids, supposed to be there to protect them and teach them mathematics and science and English, et cetera, but are trying to become the brainwashing mechanism by which our whole nation's attitudes toward moral, ethical, biblical truth is totally undermined. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can dial 401-1413. Join in this dialogue and discussion if you'd care to do so. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over with your question or comment, please.
Pastor Youngblood.
Yes.
Jesus was remember when Jesus went up to the mountain and Satan came to him and said, if you'll bow down before me, I'll give you
yes,
all of
Matthew,
this.
Matthew chapter 4.
Absolutely. Satan is the god of this world, and it's going to take people like you, me, and others. Pastors now that are preaching from the pulpit, they don't want to lose their paycheck. You know, if they don't go
They've been reduced to hirelings. If you're worried about a paycheck, you're a hireling. And my Bible says when the wolf comes, the hireling will run.
Exactly. And we are in a Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what's going on here. And I believe that one day, very soon, the judgment of God will fall on this planet. And he'll wipe it clean, just as he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham said, if they have one in there, if you have five in there, or whatever the number was, will you spare it? And when I saw Nancy Pelosi take God and celebrate it, stand up in her little platform and take God out of the oath of office. No longer is God in the oath of office when they take the oath. So much damage is being done. It's sickening. I can't hardly watch the news anymore.
Well, we've got the inmates in charge of the prison in Washington. We've got the Looney Tunes that's running the show. We've got the leftists, the Looney Tunes on the left that now make up for the majority of those in the House that's run by the puppet Speaker of the House, Pelosi. AOC yep. is the de facto leader of the House, not Nancy Pelosi.
Right. It's a shame what's happening, but we are in the modern Sodom and Gomorrah, and judgment's going to fall. People don't like to hear that, but God's judgment is going to fall on this planet. And
I believe his judgment has already started to fall, my brother, and we see that when we see what's happening in Washington, we see that when we see what's taking place with the Sodomite movement and the caving in by denomination and denomination after denomination, as well as pastors, preachers, teachers, religious leaders, as well as our politicians, leading us down the primrose path. But I believe all part and parcel of that is where God is progressively judging America because of our kicking God out of the classroom, refusing to allow Jesus to pray in Jesus' name, and now attacking public crosses across America. Good indication.
Sir, in front of me, I have a King James Bible, and it's a large print because I'm 76 years old.
We're still in the young age, teenage group, brother.
Yes, sir. And you better hold on to your Bible because soon they will be taking them off the shelves and be putting in these Bibles that are put together by man. Things are being changed. God has taken it. The Lord Jesus Christ is taken out of everything. Say that in front of people today, and there's no respect. There's no love for the Lord Jesus. You see, they love these queers, but excuse me, but
you're right.
They don't love God, and some of these people say they love God, and that this is, you know, this is God's way of them letting loose, and not for the God doesn't operate like that. And one day soon, we're going to see the real judgment of God. And I'm a little tied up here, tongue twisted, because I know you only have a few minutes. So I just want to say thank you for coming.
Well, brother,
on
I appreciate your call and your compliments. It's humbling that I hear your words, but I'm thankful for your listening and share it with others to get them to tune in and listen also. That is, you're exactly right. We're facing the judgment of God, and we don't like to talk about that, but it's as a result of the failure of being obedient to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful that you're listening today, and I pray that this is a challenge to you. We're talking about the subject, the war against biblical values. Here's an article. It comes out of Ottawa, Canada, but it still is applicable because we find it as being part of what we're seeing in America. Catholic school board caves into the LGBTQ pressure and allows book depicting two boys kissing. The dateline says Ottawa, January the 17th, 2019. Catholic schools in Ottawa flip-flopped about the graphic novel depicting same-sex attraction between two boys, allowing the drama graphic novel back on elementary school library shelves. And it goes on to talk about the books, and it's released by the Scholastic Book Publishing Company. And it is part and parcel of what we see with the degraded, demoralized society. This is the reason it is so clear in what the Scripture says about in the last days perilous times shall come, where there will be the blasphemers and the disobedient to parents and those that are unthankful. But the primary thing is false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will be praying, say, God, deliver us from the wickedness that we find in our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, when a person that is in the position to make a decision about this sexual dysphoria, then all of a sudden the liberals are furious. This is an article that says, John Hopkins, chief psychiatrist, says transgender is a mental disorder. Further, the article says a prominent psychiatrist at Johns Hopkins Hospital, Dr. Paul McHugh, claims that transgender individuals suffer from a form of mental illness and that gender reassignment is biologically impossible. And on the heels of the American College of Pediatrics reaching the decision that transgenderism is a form of child abuse. And yet we have, ladies and gentlemen, those that are in high positions of leadership, both medically and politically, are all up in air saying that he needs to be fired. He ought not to be in that position. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that this is being embraced in the pulpits and in the pews, and yet we find sodomy is not the only sin that we're finding that is a war against biblical values. The entire nation is watching, ladies and gentlemen, as this takes place. But let me remind you that the Bible says, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah fire and brimstone from the Lord out of heaven and overthrew those cities and all the plains round about and the inhabitants in the cities which grew up upon the ground. It's as a result of sodomites in the nation then, and I believe it's coming to that again, ladies and gentlemen. We have a caller on the line. We've got a minute left. If you would, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Pastor Youngblood.
Good morning. Delighted to have you with us.
Yes, the young people are well indoctrinated, so we see them all falling for socialism is wonderful, capitalism is out. So only the mercy of God can help us. Thank you for what you're doing. Pastor Youngblood, I need you to help me. I need to send in my mail-in ballot.
Are you in Duval County or St. John's County?
I am right in Duval County.
You're in Duval County, all right?
Yes.
I'll give you a call off the air, and we'll walk through your ballot. Some of those I would not know because it's in a different district, but I've done a pretty good job of vetting the candidates,
okay,
but I'll be delighted to do that.
Okay, so after the program, you call me.
Wonderful, I'll do that. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I said, the Sodom and Gomorrah, the sodomite lifestyle is not the only thing. We're looking at a major, major, major problem with the barbaric murder of human beings. The nation is still in total shock over the New York law that allows the murder of a newborn baby. When the governor of New York signed the bill into law, there was applause in the room, and even the One World Trade Tower was lighted in pink in celebration of the murder law that went into effect. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful to report to you that in the state of Florida, we have some moral, ethical, theologically sound political leaders in the House and the Senate, and we have the heartbeat bill that's been introduced by the Senate and in the House, and I pray that you'll be calling your senators and calling your representatives and saying, vote for the heartbeat bill. It places it in the position that if a doctor commits murder by way of abortion after the heartbeat is heard, then he can be prosecuted for murder. So we have something to be thankful for, and well, to pray that God will give us more people, more men in Tallahassee and in Jacksonville and across the nation that will take this kind of stand. Ladies and gentlemen, it's something that we need to look at, but the problem is the scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. The problem that we have is we have open war against biblical values, and it's because Christians fall into the trap of acceptance because there's biblical illiteracy, there's biblical immaturity, and there's biblical ignorance. And we need to get back to the point and place of teaching and preaching the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, and taking a stand, even we have to stand alone for the truth of God's word. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air tomorrow as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.